Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Did he hit the pylon? He did. Touchdown Atlanta.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
We have a new offensive coordinator. And I'm not sure how I feel about it. I don't know how you feel about it. 404-726-0929. That is the phone number for you to dial us up. And we will take plenty of your phone calls. The Falcons are offering the job, and he has accepted. That is Tommy Rees, who comes over from Cleveland. He was with Kevin Stefanski. And he's going to be the OC. Now, as I said earlier today, this was, like, to me, the big hire. But this also tells me, Mike, who is – Rees is just 33 years old, okay? Across his career, he's not necessarily bringing the kind of play-calling experience where you go, all right, this is Kyle Shanahan or someone of that ilk. But when you've been a quarterback's coach and an OC and in college and a passing game, you know, specialist and right. All these jobs – across his career, okay, I understand it. I also understand Kevin Stefanski trusts him. But, Mike, this tells me that Kevin Stefanski is going to be calling the plays. He's going to be calling the plays. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, I want to know who is working with Michael Penix.
Yeah, because that's what we're talking about here. And we'll try to get some clarity. Tuesday at the press conference, we'll be up at Mercedes-Benz. Part of the reason it got pushed back is Stefanski wants to get his staff together, which is understandable. But Tommy Rees, we don't remember, played quarterback at Notre Dame and then was an assistant at Notre Dame, wound up as passing game specialist, tight ends coach, OC for the Browns last year. And now he's going to be our OC. But as Carl said, you know, some Alabama fans might remember him from his time there when Jalen Milroe was developing. And was he... Remember that was the year where they had the kind of like the confusion of quarterback to start the season?
Yep.
So I look, I'm not putting all that on Tommy Rees's shoulders, but you know, it's just that's the body of work to work with. Last year, multiple quarterbacks, certainly in Cleveland, finishing the season with Shador Sanders. So fans, we knew less about Zach Robinson because he was never even an offensive coordinator, right? You know, he was a quarterback's coach
for
the Rams.
That's right.
But getting back to your question, what is and how do you get more out of Michael Penix Jr.? And that's, you know, that's something which I think all Falcon fans will want to hear about.
Yeah. And by the way, if you're going to say, well, Dukes, it's simple. I mean, Stefanski's going to be there, and he's going to be the guy working with him. Okay. Look, I hope that's the case. I want experienced guys. I've been talking about this. I was hoping Kevin Stefanski would bring in a much more experienced coordinator. But Mikey trusts him. And he was there with them in Cleveland. And whether you think he has the experience, as one of our listeners said, this is like hiring your boy when he's not qualified. Maybe. But ultimately, he's been at various levels and, again, brings experience. Just not the kind of play-calling experience that I would hope,
right.
Which now puts that pressure on Kevin Stefanski to be the guy, which he has done. But he didn't do it during his entire tenure in Cleveland. And that's another thing. He did, Mike, delegate some of those duties. I want you guys to hear our buddies up at 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. First of all, reacting to the Stefanski hire, But they also had some interesting things to say at the end. And I'm just playing this for you because this was today. Tommy Rees as well, and they're getting word. What do you mean our former guys are going to Atlanta? Because a lot of people are saying, wait a minute, Callahan was there. Rees was there. Stefanski was there. Yes, I've told you guys, you hire your friends. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes it's not. Let me hear 92.3 in Cleveland. This is Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin.
I think Atlanta's becoming Cleveland South here. Hopefully Falcons fans enjoy that. Tommy Rees is the new offensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons. So Tommy Rees, Kevin Stefanski, Bill Callahan. That's the latest development down in Atlanta.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. I think if you're a Falcons fan, you got to be a little worried about him bringing everybody. But clearly, like everyone thought, like Tommy Rees was some serious contender here. It's like he had such a deep appreciation for Stefanski. It's part of the reason why I was like, I didn't want him to be the head coach or even be in the running for it. I was like, I want to clean myself of all the Stefanski part of Tommy Rees.
So it's interesting. I think it's smart by Tommy Rees to do this.
For sure, it's a great job for him.
And I think it's smart by Kevin Stefanski because Tommy Rees is so well thought of. Tommy Rees is one good season in Atlanta away from being the next Grant Udinski, a name that gets, or Shielhouse, a lot of attention around the NFL.
Okay. All right. So they like what Tommy Rees did in his role in Cleveland.
Well, the thing about this is, and again, this gets back to Day-Day's point earlier about looking past the record. The passing game actually got better when Shador took over at the end of the season, and that is Tommy Rees's area and what he was affecting. So their passing attack down the field, sometimes he got criticized for gadget plays and stuff, Mike. I think they all do. But the passing attack was more productive once Shador got going. So you could say, hey, there's promise here. And again, I don't want to kill it completely because I always give these guys an opportunity, but we have a right, as you do, to react to this news. And let's be honest, if I told you guys there was a name that you recognized today that was coming in to become the new OC for the Atlanta Falcons, whether it was Brian Daboll, Mike McDaniel's off the board, but if it was him who's now going to the Chargers, Mike, or one of these other coordinators that you go, okay, that dude, he's been there, he knows what he's doing, you might feel a little bit better about it. But because it's Tommy Rees with limited play-calling experience, even though he's been at all these different levels, I think some people are going, what are we doing?
Yeah, and you know one thing about Shador is not, if you watch Cleveland or you watched him in Colorado, he's not really a mobile quarterback. He buys time in the pocket. Right. Sometimes he says he spends too much time in the pocket, and we're not going to make this about Shador Sanders. We're going to talk about Michael Penix Jr., but technically they're both pocket passers.
Right.
Right? And so, and we feel that there's always been an ability, if Michael chooses to use his legs, he can do it. How, you know, hesitant will he be now coming off another injury to a knee he has not had a problem with? Now he's got surgeries, two on one on the other. But how do you develop this guy? You know, make Michael Penix the best quarterback he can be? And again, not knowing, you go by what we know. Here's what the guys in Cleveland had to say. Now, do they have an agenda? They're ticked off. They've won 8 games the last 2 years with Stefanski.
Right.
Yeah. You know, but that's the intel we're working with.
Yeah.
And we'll hear, and presumably we'll get the chance to talk to Tommy at some point down the road.
No doubt.
But it's not, to your point, the names that we were bandied about as far as guys that are interviewing for jobs as OCs.
No.
That would get us excited.
More experience is what you were hoping for. But again, if he is on the brink of becoming one of these, you know, the brightest coordinators, Mike, and hey, he's going to be taking on opportunities 2 or 3 years from now. I don't know how long. You just, you know, throw it out there. That's great. That means the offense is humming. That means things that he is a part of are going to be what they should be here. But I want to be clear. Kevin Stefanski's calling the plays. That's who I'm looking at. And if this thing is not rolling the way it should, Mike, and if the guys are not involved, Pitts, or whoever's going to be here, and this offense is stagnant as it's been, that's who I'm looking at. I'm not looking at Tommy because title, he is the OC. If Stefanski is going to call the plays, and by the way, we will get clarification on this Tuesday to Mike's point, but it feels this way. 404-726-0929.
Now, for instance, Mike LaFleur is the Rams OC, but we all know Sean McVay calls the plays.
He doesn't call the plays.
So that's what we talked about, you know, just like with Zach is the quarterback's coach. I mean, he had never called plays.
Yep.
Worked great when Cousins was there, struggled with a young quarterback. So that's so we'll find it. Now, what if he says no? Tommy Rees is calling the plays.
Oh, my God.
So, I said this to Carl earlier.
Oh, my God.
I mean, two ways.
What are we doing?
Two ways of looking at this. Right now, it's a hard sell. Stefanski was a hard sell to half the fan base. And it's not wrong if you're a fan and you don't know who he is and don't know what he's done to simply look at the record and go, this cat won 8 games in 2 years? You know, and then you got to do, all right, page two, the ownership, the GM, the Deshaun Watson.
All the things.
That is part of it. Yes. But it's just, it's hard. And as I said, if you're an Alabama fan, you're going, Tommy Rees. You know, I mean, it's just, there's just a lot of stuff here that's not going to be easy to sell. Now, only time will tell. But for a franchise that hasn't made the playoffs in 8 years, and if Matt nails this and you guys are all dogging Stefanski and you guys are making fun of Rees, yes, I'll kiss some butt in County Square if I'm wrong about this. It's just hard to wrap your head around how uncompelling some of this new regime is early on to Falcon fans like me. Hope I'm wrong.
Let's hear our buddy Josh Kendall. This was about an hour or so ago. It's Dukes and Bell. We have a new OC. Again, deal's not finalized yet, but he has agreed to become the new OC, and he's been offered. Josh Kendall for The Athletic. Here's what he told us, Mike and I were asking just about an hour ago about this with Rees, and if he comes over, what's the situation going to be?
Still the most likely candidate, because I don't think that – I mean, Kevin Stefanski is not looking for somebody to come in and call an offense. Kevin Stefanski is looking for somebody to come in here and help him run his offense. This is a guy who wants to call plays. He has started most of the last 2 seasons in Cleveland starting plays before turning it over to first Ken Dorsey 2 years ago and then Tommy Rees last year, midpoint of the season, as they were struggling. I would be really surprised if he doesn't open the season calling plays for the Falcons, with the hopes, obviously, that he can carry that through the whole season because things are going smoothly. So, you know, this is not – I don't think Kevin Stefanski was ever going to pursue Mike McDaniel, as intriguing that was for a lot of people, and I completely understand that. But Mike McDaniel's going to come in and run the offense. Kevin Stefanski, in my sense, is going to run the Falcons' offense. So I don't think you're going to see somebody who brings, you know, their own thing to the group. So for a lot of reasons, but mostly that one, I think that Tommy Rees is the most likely candidate at this point.
And he gets hired about 45 minutes later, or at least offered the job and accepts. 404-726-0929. Day-Day, we got a few phone calls. People want to react. Let's jump on the phones here because this is the latest, and certainly this is moving our story forward, guys, as we continue to fill in some of these blanks. I hope this is great. I really do. I hope our offense is humming. And you know, last year Michael Penix said, well, there's no reason we shouldn't be one of the best offenses in the league. We weren't. And I really hope that this looks the way it should. One of our big problems, and Tony and Allison and you guys, just hold on for a second because I got to mention this. One of the reasons that we've been in our bag, and I'm not talking about just me and Mike, all of us, is that this offense has not excited us whatsoever outside of Bijan. Drake makes incredible plays and he's proven himself. But as a whole, this offense is not one where you go to these games on Sunday, you go, man, we're putting up 28, we're going to put up 32, and you know what? There's going to be big explosive plays and exciting plays, Mike, across the board. And the vertical passing game is going to be alive. It just hasn't been there. And so when we talk about this, it's not just like if you're tuning in right now and you're in your car and you're going, man, I don't know what the big deal is. The big deal is we've had the most boringest-ass offense in the NFL for about 5 years.
Right. Unless it's Bijan taking one to the house.
That's
right.
It. And I'm tired of it. So if you talk about, like, going to these games and enjoying watching the Falcons, the defense feels like...
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Like it's just about to take off. But this has been our issue. And that is why I'm like, I hope this is the fix. I just had to say that, Mike, because it's bothering the hell out of me. Like, oh, well, everything's going to be all right. Let me tell you something. Some of these games have been hard to watch.
Well, we thought with Michael Penix Jr., when he does get a chance to go, you're going to see the vertical passing game, everything you saw at Washington. You know, and some of that was like Mooney was just so inconsistent this year. Drake was banged up a lot. So just to play devil's advocate, but I'm with you. But, you know, one of the things Stefanski brings is 12 personnel, a lot of two tight end sets. So, I mean, that might mean maybe Pitts finally comes to fruition if they keep him, to your point.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.